In patients with myelar dysplastic syndrome, bone marrow cellularity and myeloblasts usually increase with disease progression. An advanced MDS patient experienced an episode of plastic crisis. During the plastic crisis, leukemic cells regressed. The bone marrow was infiltrated with atypical lymphocytes that expressed high frequencies of cluster of different tension, CD3, CD5, CD8, CD16, CD56, and CD57. Anti-tuberculosis treatment led to reversion of the aplastic crisis. Disappearance of the atypical lymphocytes increased marrow cellularity and 2 months of hematological remission, suggesting that disseminated tuberculosis was responsible for the development of aplastic crisis. Regression of leukemic cells and activation of CD56 positive cells.